Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, July the 8th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. As California continues to clean up from earthquakes, schools in states like Washington are in danger of major damage. Also on the Monday rundown, a weekend march calls for attention to the need for election reform, plus a look at why many U.S. jails are overcrowded. Now, our top story, shaken residents were cleaning up Sunday from two of the biggest earthquakes to rattle California in decades. The Associated Press reporting that comes as scientists warn that both should serve as a wake-up call to be ready when the long-dreaded big one strikes. California is already spending more than $60 million to install thousands of quake-detecting sensors statewide. Officials say will give utilities and trains precious seconds to shut down before the shaking starts. The AP reports a magnitude 6.4 earthquake Thursday and a 7.5 quake Friday were centered near a small desert town about 150 miles from Los Angeles. Meantime, our Eric Tegenoff reports ground-shaking new research finds many Washington State public schools are at high risk of serious damage in an earthquake.
The Washington Geologic Survey's School Seismic Safety Project looked at 222 schools across the state, or about 5% of the total. It found that in a major earthquake, a majority of the buildings would receive a red tag or be unsafe to occupy, and a quarter wouldn't be repairable at all. Chief Hazards Geologist on the study, Karina Forsen, says her team did in-depth analysis of 15 schools and found the upgrade cost ranged from $62,000 to $5 million.
Even though the price tag seems remarkable and very high, the estimated cost to replace these buildings is much, much higher. And so investing now will help save lives and a lot of money in the long run.
Forsen notes the wide range in costs illustrates the need for specific site assessments. Most of the school buildings were constructed before 1975, the year Washington adopted a statewide building code. According to the study, Washington ranks second in the nation for earthquake risk, with the highest risk in the western part of the state.
In Washington state, lawmakers set aside $2.2 million in the current biennium that will continue the school seismic safety project, which will survey about 350 buildings and focus on schools threatened by an earthquake-triggered tsunami. And a march for public funding of political campaigns, as well as a presidential town hall, capped off the Independence Weekend in New Hampshire.
The Sunday march was inspired by Granite State native Doris Granny D. Haddock, who, at the age of 90, walked across the country in 2000 to promote campaign finance reform. Haddock attracted bipartisan support back then, including then-U.S. Senators Russ Feingold and John McCain. Olivia Zink, of the group Open Democracy, and an organizer of this week's march, sees that aspect as critical in a polarized political environment.
The issue of campaign finance reform is very bipartisan. We want every candidate, Republican and Democrat parties, to be talking about what we need to do to fix our democracy. We really need a system that represents all of our voices. Billionaires should not be picking who can run for office.
The march began in Kittery, Maine, and ended in downtown Portsmouth. Maine has a system of voluntary public campaign financing, so Zink says the march was symbolically bringing similar election reforms to New Hampshire. Following the march and speeches in Market Square, some marchers walked up the street to the Democracy Town Hall, co-hosted by the group Equal Citizens.
And finally, Dan Hyman reports across America, the population in local and regional jails has tripled in the last 40 years.
The Prison Policy Initiative examined the U.S. Justice Department and past census data from the 1980s through 2016. Wanda Bertram with the initiative says they found pretrial detention is a major factor, as many detainees either can't afford their bail or judges won't release them on personal recognizance.
The pretrial population, which is much bigger than it was 10 or 20 years ago, is primarily what's driving crowding of local jails. These are people that have not yet been convicted of a crime, but are being held before their trial.
Some jurisdictions have seen promising results by doing away with cash bail, instead releasing folks ahead of their trial and following up with reminders. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for starting your week with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.